Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're live at the Amerant Bank Arena. Welcome back to the 3 o'clock hour of the Hochman, Crowder, and Solana Show. Josh Appel is with Crowder and I today. Hawk is off. He'll be back tomorrow, hopefully recapping a victory game 4 for the Florida Panthers. By the way, we're live at the Amerant Bank Arena today, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. We went a little long with Coach Jim Larrañaga there, so I want to try to get back on the clocks. We're going to do headlines. We're going to, later on this hour, we're going to talk about tonight's game 4 with John Ahlers, who will be on the national radio broadcast tonight. Billy Lindsay, who will be on our local radio broadcast right here on QAM. He's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Mike Cugno is going to sit down with us here as well in the 4 o'clock hour, so still a lot of stuff to get to. Before we dive back into the game, we dive back into sports. I saw this on Instagram earlier today, and I thought it was really funny. So somebody that owns a business had posted something like, even the pyramids get one-star reviews. And the post was essentially, hey, business owners, don't worry about reviews. Like, don't get bogged down because of reviews. Mm-hmm. Some people are going to mess with you. Some people aren't going to mess with you. Keep doing you. And Crowder, you're a business owner. You created Crowder Powder. Yeah. And I haven't looked at the reviews for Crowder Powder. I'm sure they're all great. I use it. I genuinely do. But I'm sure there's somebody who has used Crowder Powder and been like, this sucks, and gone on
Google. Yeah, the Appel household. Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud?
and been like, oh, this isn't great. Whatever. 100%. Yeah. And F them. Who cares?
That's what I really say. F them. Like, you're not going to have the Coke Pepsi argument. People, you like Coke over Pepsi. You think Pepsi owners are struggling right now because you don't enjoy Pepsi? Go with your crowd that enjoys your product and ride with them. The people that dislike it, don't get it anymore. I'm going to take the million that like it over the million that don't, and I'm going to argue with them. F them.
You're not a review guy, right? Like, have you ever left a Yelp review or a Google review?
I don't leave reviews, and honestly, I don't care about reviews. With the podcast, with this show, people that criticize, we just talked about it off air. With like DMs of people being like, Crowder, you don't know anything about hockey. Okay, well, don't listen to me talk about hockey then. Go to hell. Like, I don't care. Like, I genuinely don't care about your criticism. Now, if you're like, hey, man, you know, great show. I laugh all the time. Y'all boys are funny. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Oh, man, y'all, those jokes are lame. Okay, well, stop listening to the jokes and shut up and leave me alone. That's my whole thought on life.
You do any yelping, Appel, any of that stuff?
So I don't do any yelping, but I have left a handful of Google reviews in my life, only if like it's a friend of mine who runs business or whatever. Like my barber, hey, can you leave a review? Of course.
Yeah. No, I'm like gold status on Yelp.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
What's the worst Yelp review you've ever left?
I've left one bad Yelp review in my life. I have never left anything other than a 5-star, except for one time. I was at a local bar. I don't want to do that. Like, but they served me a raw burger. A raw burger. It wasn't cooked. And no big deal. Like, bro, it happens. I'm not that guy that tries to fight with the wait. Nah. So I call the waiter over, and he's like, oh, man, let me go get the manager. And the manager comes over, and he kind of laughed about it. He's like, that's not raw. And I'm like, bro, this meat is red, bro. Like, just put it back on the grill.
Yeah.
He's like, you want me to take this back on the grill? I'm like, or just give me another one. Like, I'm not in a hurry. And he's like, really? Like, he was a D to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I get it.
And I'm like, F you, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm paying. I'm still going to give a tip. No big deal. Like, just do it, bro. I'm telling you, the burger's raw.
I tell you, they ask you on Uber. When, like, after you got the car, they tell you to, you know, yeah. You have to decide your tip and then put the stars. I five-star everybody. I'm just like, man, it's not going to criticize. I'm not going to criticize.
I'm not costing anybody their job.
Well, you know, it reflects also on you, too, as the rider sometimes. I don't know if it actually, like, if you leave a bad review, but, I mean, you get a review as a rating as a rider as well. So yeah. Anything that could maybe potentially make my rating as a rider go down, I avoid. So five stars for everybody.
I sent a 4 one time. Got in the car. It was musty and stunk like a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Then I roll the window down. The dude tells me to roll the window up because he's cold. I'm the rider, but he's chilly.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're in New York. We get to like a patch of traffic, and it's like 3 blocks to where I want to go. He says, yeah, man, I don't want to sit in here for this long. You mind walking the rest of the way? That got 1 star. I should have won 1 star, but I had to take 1 star off for stinking. You telling me to roll my window up because you stink, and then asked me to walk 3 blocks in New York.
So I refuse to leave bad reviews in an Uber because, man, like this person, they don't want to be driving me. But on the way to my fiance's birthday, this happened, her birthday's March 4th. I got us an Uber, and we're going to a nice dinner, but we're going to drink. I didn't want to drive. Bro, there were roaches inside the Uber. And she was like, leave a 1 star. I'm like, nah, I can't. 5 stars. So this is why I bring this up. It's just so funny. This person starts going to the wonders of the world and looking up the Google reviews. So somebody goes to the pyramids in Egypt, and here's the review. They're just posting funny reviews. I find this stuff fascinating. 1 star, Paolo. I could not read the hieroglyphics.
Who is he?
Yeah. So somebody goes to the Tokyo Tower. It's not as impressive as people think, the Tokyo Tower. In Machu Picchu, overrated. The weather sucks.
That's on them.
And then the Great Wall of China. This one's great. It should be called the OK Wall of China. And somebody else says, very boring. It did not move. Also too long.
They thought the Great Wall was a roller coaster?
That is a good point, though. It is too long. The wall is – get over yourself with the wall.
You know what? I don't want to go this way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because you went to the pyramids, right?
Man, the pyramids are
– I knew it. I knew you would take that side. Yeah.
That's big. They're big. you get there. It's just these big-ass triangles. And you're like – and there's stray dogs running around. It's
pet them.
But I'm not petting these dogs. I get scabies maimed. And then, like, it's – I thought it was out in the middle of nowhere. When I went to Egypt, I'm thinking we're going to have to get on a bus and ride an hour out into the middle of nowhere. There's an entire city 100 feet away from the pyramids. There's people begging for money. There's people cooking little funny chicken dishes on the side of the road. Like, you're walking through not a savory part of town to get to the pyramids. I was like, I thought this was going to be different.
Well, a triangle.
And I thought we could go inside. I thought I was going to stroll around.
You can't. You're too big to go inside.
They have those little bitty doors.
Yeah, bro.
They don't even let you in. And when you do walk in, they have a little wooden plank up. Mm-hmm. I want to go explore. Oh, look at this big-ass triangle.
There is a massive outage being reported across platforms right now on the internet. So Spotify, Google Cloud, Cloudflare, YouTube, Gmail, a lot of these apps that we use, a lot of these websites that we use every single day. I saw DoorDash, Etsy, and our very own StreamYard, which is what we use in order to record our video, a lot of people are having issues with these apps or these websites. Unfortunately, that'll impact our video for today's show. I literally can't record the show. So for those of you who watch our video clips on YouTube the following day, that isn't going to happen today. But don't blame me. Blame whoever's hacking our servers.
And another thing, you enjoy back pain and neck pain and crotch rot?
No.
Ride a camel. Have you ever rode a camel?
Yeah, I did. I did that in Israel. Sucked.
Isn't that the worst thing ever? It got bad shocks. Mm-hmm. It is the roughest ride in the history of the world.
It smells. It's chewing.
They spit and they doo-doo. Oh, they fart.
Pet them.
No, man. And they want to get on a camel and a donkey. I don't want to ride no damn donkey.
Have you ridden a horse?
Ridden a horse. Horses kind of, they're graceful. I don't like them. I don't like horses because they have spirits. That little horse spirit, huh? And they know if you don't like them, and I don't like them, so they're real nasty towards me.
There was a horse movie named Spirit, I think.
I'm telling you, they know. My wife will get on the horse. He'll trot around all happy and play and jump. Then I get on it, and it just gets pissed off.
It is so hard for me to imagine you horseback riding.
Yep. And I talk to him nasty. Don't try nothing, you ugly bastard.
See, I want to get on the horse and have a graceful experience, but the horse knows I'm the bitch. He knows, you know? Like,
the
I
horse
can't,
is running the
every
bed.
Time I've
God
tried,
spirit.
Every time I've tried to, like, because they tell you, let him know, yeah. Right? Like, you're the man, you're the alpha, whatever the terminology you want to use. Because the horse wants to know that whoever's getting on top of them, it's almost like they need that. They want to know this person that is riding on me is going to command me to do the right things or whatever.
Yes.
The horse, the second I'm approaching the horse, they know, oh, this I've got a bitch.
You know what? And I think I talk tough because I'm scared of them. And they feel my fear. Mm. Yeah. Because it's not one or two times. It's been a dozen times. My wife loves, my kids love riding horses. And, Daddy, come with us. They pull the horse out. The horse just looks at me and just starts acting crazy, kicking its legs and won't let them put the little saddle on them and won't let them strap in. I'm fine, man. Leave me alone.
All right. We're going to talk with John Ahlers in the next segment. Again, he's doing the national radio call. So we're going to talk Panthers and Oilers game 4 coming up in the next segment. Before we do, really quickly here, let's do quick headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral VW, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Here's Jimmy with headlines.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
I can't even see him. I just wanted to know how he would react.
Jimbo!
So tonight, game 4, 8 p.m. tip-off. The word, the report, the rumor, I want to stress this, the rumor is that a former Dolphin who's in the Hall of Fame is banging the drum tonight, who wore number 99.
You're not allowed to say Jason Taylor?
Yeah, we can say Jason
okay.
Taylor.
I saw it on Twitter already.
Why don't you do some reporting, Crowder?
Want me to text him?
Yeah.
I'll text him.
I'm sure nobody's texting him about it.
Send him emojis, a cat emoji and a drum emoji,
yeah,
question mark.
I annoy the crap out of him. I'm going to do it, though, cat and drum.
Cat, drum, question
but
mark.
But with the red question mark from the emoji.
Right. All right. That's something to look forward to. That could be a headline for the 4 o'clock hour. We're getting the answer straight from the source. The Marlins are off today. They'll play tomorrow. And, yes, the Indiana Pacers have shocked the world. They take a 2-1 series lead in the NBA Finals. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. A gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. Here in Sunrise, it's around 85 degrees, hot and humid.
Should I text JT Wilcox or JT Taylor?
Both.
Okay.
Jason Taylor.
You remember Wilcox? I do that a lot on my phone. I'll put nicknames and then their last name so I can find them in the call log. But then it sounds stupid. JT Taylor.
Jason Taylor.
That's the, yeah. I hate that you heard that.
Chaz Michael Michaels.
All right. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll break down tonight's game 4 with John Ahlers. He's going to join us in the next segment.
Rat and drum.
Or cat and drum, right? Cat for the Florida Panthers.
Cat drum.
Yeah.
This is lame.
It's all right. You can tell him it was me. He knows I'm corny. Yeah. Question mark. Just add a question mark. You think he answers?
I don't know.
All right, let's take a break. In the next segment, we're talking Cats and Oilers.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, the big three and their most anticipated season yet is going to take center court in Miami at the Kaseya Center on June 29th. You can get your tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com. Don't forget, if you're headed to the Panthers game tonight, they have new specialty food items for the Stanley Cup Final at Amerit Bank Arena, including a turkey panini with chips at Section 115 and 307 and a filet mignon steak sandwich with chips at Section 110. All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. John Ahlers joins us there. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood, on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. John is the play-by-play broadcaster for the national radio broadcast tonight. John and Brian Hayward will be on Sports USA together with the call. John, appreciate you taking the time today. We're live here at Amerit Bank Arena, game four tonight. And I think, you know, the question we've been trying to figure out now for 2 hours and 38 minutes, or an hour and 38 minutes rather, is how do the Oilers respond tonight? What's your gut telling you about how they respond? Because it can't go the way it went, whether it's on actual hockey on the ice or, you know, the extracurriculars either in game three for them.
I think thanks for having me, guys. And I think, you know, to be honest with you, I expect quite a response from the Edmonton Oilers. The one thing they've shown us over the years, these last few years, is that they are resilient. It starts with their goaltender, Stuart Skinner. They've been a team that's been very difficult as Panthers fans and the Panthers know to put away. And because of their excellence later in series, the record in games 4 through 7 is remarkable under Chris Knobloch here over the course of the last three seasons. And this is a team that just, you just can't kill them. They don't go away. They have the same experience, really, for virtually that the Florida Panthers do as well. Now, the question I've been asking myself all day since I heard your lead-in to this now is how Josh Appel let me down, and I had no idea that there were specialty items at the concession stands, such as a prime rib sandwich with chips.
That is a gross oversight on my part. I apologize.
That's a big miss by you.
Par for the course, I guess.
Hey, Hey, John, with Skinner and, you know, they've been to talks and is he going to be back in net and all that stuff, the panic, is there any panic of adjustments? We also heard the coach speak about, Knobloch speak about, like, he might shuffle the roster, shuffle the lines a little bit. Is that a panic or is that just good coaching?
No, I think that's responding to what, he did not like about his team's game. He's done it throughout these playoffs. Panthers haven't made a lineup change as yet in these playoffs or in this series other than when A.J. Greer became healthy enough to come back into the lineup. But, you know, they have a lot of – both of these teams have so much depth that the coaches would really be doing their organizations and their teams a disservice if they didn't utilize that depth. John Klingberg had a tough game three. He's had a kind of a little bit of a more difficult series here than he has in any of the previous three. So he's going to come out of Edmonton's lineup tonight. Troy Stetcher is going to come in. Stetcher has been a bit of a, I don't know what the term is, but he's been a security blanket for Darnell Nurse, I guess would be the best way for me to say it. He's been in and out of Edmonton's lineup in these playoffs, but when he's been there, the feeling around the Oilers coaching staff has been Nurse has been at his best. Changes were made last game with the D pairings by Chris Knobloch, and he told us before the game that it was primarily because they were trying to get some guys going, and without saying it, Darnell Nurse was on the list of getting some guys. Some guys were going well and some weren't. Darnell Nurse, I think the unspoken word, was one of the guys they were trying to get going. So Stetcher will come in and play with Nurse on defense. Victor Arvidsson's going to come out up front for Edmonton, in part because he had produced when he was in there, but I thought that was a little bit of a knucklehead play when he just ran straight into Sergei Bobrovsky in game three. Take your pick. There's a number of plays in that game that you could categorize as knucklehead plays. But so with him, he comes out of the lineup now, and Connor Brown's going to move up in the lineup as well for Edmonton. And Jeff Skinner's going to come back in. Skinner's a guy who's proven throughout his 15-year career that he can produce. And obviously Edmonton's looking for a little bit more on the offensive side after that game as well.
Johnny, it's now been five games played down here in Sunrise between the Oilers and Panthers dating back to last year in the Stanley Cup Final, and the Oilers have only managed to score twice at 5-on-5. What do you attribute that most to?
Well, I think they're playing in their own end way more than they're accustomed to. The forecheck chances in this series are very one-sided by a 6-1 margin for the Florida Panthers, and this is not the time of year to try to change the way you play. Because the Florida Panthers play one way, and that's straight line hockey. They dump pucks in, they get in on the forecheck, and they try to recover possession of the puck. They go low to high, and they trigger from the points, and they get all kinds of traffic in front of the net. They get deflections, they get rebounds, they get screenshots that the goalie can't see. That's the way they play. The Edmonton Oilers are a rush team. They like to hang on to the puck through the neutral zone. They like to carry it into the offensive zone. They can't do that if they don't get the puck out of the defensive zone in an expedited manner, and they haven't been able to do that so far against the Florida Panthers. I don't know that there's any special elixir for them other than maybe trying to play Connor McDavid 45 minutes a game because his speed backs everyone off. But again, the defense has to get the puck up to him coming out of the defensive zone for him to be able to back anyone off. And I think the key for Edmonton, to your point, Josh, the fact that they haven't been able to generate much 5-on-5 is because they are defending more than they're accustomed to, and their D have to get the puck out of the defensive zone with a crisp, clean pass. I know oftentimes when you're under pressure, the play is to go off the glass and out, and that is the prudent play as opposed to turning the puck over. But they probably need better gaps in the neutral zone between their D and the on-rushing forwards when Florida does dump the puck in, because that will give the goaltender a chance to handle the puck. That will give the defenseman who gets the puck first an extra heartbeat, that extra breath, to make a better pass coming out of the zone. And from there, they're a very dangerous team, whether it's 5-on-5, 4-on-4, 5-on-4, or 5-on-3.
And John, I think the third period of game three just got out of hand, and it was frustration with all the fighting and cross-checking and all that stuff. But should the Oilers stay away from that kind of, what Josh calls it, Paul ball, that kind of physical, always hitting, always, wanting to get into a thing? Because you just said they're very speed. Connor McDavid, I dislike him because he's so good. And I'm watching him dry-sided, like what they can do. Should they just totally stay away from that physical stuff and just start playing speed hockey, if I can call it that?
Yeah, I think that is a great game plan for the Edmonton Oilers. In fact, Paul Maurice told us this morning he expected this to be the fastest and most disciplined game of the series. I don't think the Edmonton Oilers can out-Florida the Florida Panthers. You know, to your point, that's whether it's Paul Ball or whatever you call it, that's their game. And no one does it better than they do currently in the National Hockey League. You know, it's a rare team that can lead the league in penalty minutes and win a Stanley Cup. I think it's happened twice since the Broad Street Bullies of the mid-70s. So you're talking 50 years. And one of those years was last year with the Florida Panthers. So, you know, don't try to out-Panther the Panthers. I think that is part of what happened a little bit. Frustration obviously reigned supreme. It was surprising to me that Edmonton took that tact, because if anybody can come back from a 2- and 3-goal deficit, it's an explosive offensive team like the Edmonton Oilers. Both of these teams are scoring 4 goals a game in the playoffs, but the quick strike ability that they each have means, in my mind, they're never out of a hockey game. But I think the Oilers just kind of threw caution to the wind in that one in that third period, and they chalked it up as a loss long before I think they should have. So I'm with Paul Maurice. I expect a completely different tenor to this game tonight.
John, there's so many different players in this series, especially on the Panthers, that you could look at. Sam Bennett's have been phenomenal, not just in this series, but the entire postseason. Brad Marchand has been phenomenal. Sergei Bobrovsky as well. But we talk about Brad Marchand. Obviously, we know that he is a great player and likely a future Hall of Famer, especially if they end up winning this cup. Are you even a little surprised at how well this has gone with Brad Marchand here playing this role on the third line?
I hesitate to say it, but I'm not. I mean, this is a guy that, like him or hate him, and I call it the Bill Lane beer effect for those who are old enough to remember it. You know, this is a guy, or maybe even for present-day people, the Corey Perry effect. This is a guy you love to hate and you love to have him on your team. And Brad Marchand is a big-game guy. He plays with a very calm heartbeat. He doesn't get overly emotional because he's the guy that makes people emotional, both his teammates and his opponents. And he's always thrived in these situations. This is a big game, big time player. He ended up in a situation in Boston there where they weren't going to make the playoffs. It's an expiring contract. The Bruins might be going in a different direction, and they found value in making a trade. And when I heard he was coming to the Florida Panthers, it was one of those reactions around the league that everyone else had, the rich get richer. And this is a guy that revels in these moments. I'm not surprised. He's that type of player. He's a gamer. And, you know, not everybody gets a gamer at the trade deadline on their way to a cup run.
Yeah, we love him. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, Solana's never said a bad word about him.
Once. Let's just say, John, I may or may not have old takes exposed myself, but the issue was Brad Marchand got here and didn't play. You know, he spent about 3-4 weeks not playing, and
there's no defense for this take.
There is really. Not. There is not. There's absolutely not.
Right, man, it's BS.
John Oller, again, you can listen to him on the national radio broadcast tonight on Sports USA. Before I let you go, John, I know you do play-by-play with Anaheim, and you've been a part of this league for a very long time, covering this league and calling games for a very long time. The Florida Panthers, the fan base, the organization, it gets this rap outside of the state of Florida for not having, you know, passionate fans, and everybody's just kind of jumping on the bandwagon now. And part of that might be true. There's no doubt about it. I'm not ignorant to the fact that a decade ago, this stadium in the middle of March wasn't slammed for a random Tuesday night game. Like, we're all aware of that. But you've been here now covering these games and calling these games for the past couple nights. Do you feel the emotion in the city right now here in Sunrise and in South Florida in general? Do you notice the passion and how much, you know, it's kind of been turned up a notch with how good this team has been the past couple years?
I definitely do. I began my career in the National Hockey League in 1999 as the radio voice of the Tampa Bay Lightning. So I spent 3 years in the throes of what we like to call the Battle of Florida. Unfortunately, neither franchise in my time here ever really threatened to be good enough to bring that rivalry to that actual status. And I saw the buildings empty. I saw, you know, what is now Amalie Arena and what is now Amerant Bank Arena. I saw them as big empty buildings that, you know, really the teams, both franchises, had problems getting half capacity. And winning does cure all. I get that. But, you know, to go back to your point, I notice it around the community. I'm staying in Fort Lauderdale. I'm out at the arena for the games only, and I do see the passion that the fans have in the parking lot. There's, you know, it's not a downtown arena, much like Rogers Place is in downtown Edmonton, and there is a different tenor there. But I'm very impressed, and have said to some of my colleagues just in passing, you know, walking around downtown Fort Lauderdale, all the restaurants, the workers in our hotels, you know, the elevator doors in our hotels are covered with Stanley Cup depictions and Panther logos. There's paw prints on the sidewalk around some of the locations and some of the areas that I've been down at the beach throughout downtown Fort Lauderdale. And I've been very impressed at the buy-in of the community. And over the course of now the last 3 years, I've been here for Stanley Cup Finals, and I see the way it's covered in the media. I see the way the local newscasters cover it. And when I say that, I don't mean the sportscasters. I mean the newscasters, and everybody's talking about it, and it's on the morning news. And this is what, you know, this is what everyone envisioned when the National Hockey League put an expansion franchise here some 30-plus years ago. And it's the same thing they envisioned when they put a franchise in Tampa and Anaheim, where I've worked for over two decades, and the southern-based. And now we're seeing the growth of the game at the grassroots level to where, you know, players – I believe there's a couple different players out of Pembroke Pines that are not only in the National Hockey League, but they're first-round draft picks. And after a team has been somewhere as long as these franchises have, you've got players who settle in the area, not just while they play here, but after their playing days are over. They get involved in youth hockey. They coach these players. You have tremendous athletes in South Florida. You expose them to the game, and you're going to turn, you know, a lot of people into not only hockey enthusiasts, but you're going to produce professional hockey players. And that's what grassroots is, because when the kids are playing the game, they're going to drag their parents to the game, and that's when you create a fan base. And that's exactly what's happened here. The Panthers continue to do a good job to grow that, and the more that grows, the stronger the roots are.
Yeah, there's no doubt this town is cats crazy right now. Really cool that you notice it, and you're right, winning surely doesn't hurt either. John Oller, he will be on the national radio broadcast tonight on Sports USA. John, we really do appreciate you taking the time on a busy Game 4 night. And don't worry, I will make sure Josh Appel delivers a steak sandwich to you.
I was
as
just
well
about to say, I'll bring one up
in the first intermission.
I can't wait.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. That's John Oller there. Of course, you can listen to the broadcast live right here on our own WQAM. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay. Billy Lindsay will be stopping by the broadcast booth with us live here from Amerant Bank Arena in the next few hours. Mike Cunha will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll take a break, and more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana continues on live from Amerant Bank Arena.
This is the Hockman Crowder Show.
Let's go, baby!
Hock and Crowder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.